This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States condemned North Korea's recent missile launches on Wednesday, just an hour before leader Kim Jong-un met with President Vladimir Putin in Russia. Here is U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The United States condemns the DPRK's recent ballistic missile launches, as we have condemned their previous ballistic missile launches. The launches are in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions and are the latest in the series of launches that pose a direct threat to the DPRK's neighbors. They undermine regional security, and our commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remain ironclad.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast in what appeared to be the first launch to occur while Kim was abroad for a rare trip with most of his top military leaders, demonstrating an increasing level of delegation and more refined control systems, analysts said. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missiles were launched from near the North Korean capital of Pyongyang and flew about 650 kilometers. At the United Nations, a demand from the U.S. ambassador to release American citizens held in Russia on what they called trumped-up charges. Also there, Wall Street journalist Evan Gershkovitz's mother.
Evan loves being a journalist. His passion is reporting the news and helping people understand Russia and the Russian people. He's always been curious about the world and loved traveling. He cares deeply about people. His reporting has kept the world informed, and we all miss reading his stories.
He is among those held in Russia on espionage charges. Gershkovitz was doing stories on the Ukraine war for the Wall Street Journal when he was arrested in March. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney will not run for re-election in 2024. The former presidential candidate and Massachusetts governor announced his intentions in a video statement Wednesday.
I've spent my last 25 years in public service of one kind or another. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders.
It creates a wide open contest in a state that heavily favors Republicans. Romney says the country is ready for a new generation of leadership. The 76-year-old easily won the election in reliably GOP Utah in 2018, but was expected to face more resistance from his own party after he emerged as one of the most visible members to break with former President Donald Trump. The U.S. Senate has issued a subpoena to the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. VOA's Scott Walterman says they want to know about its LIV Golf Tournament's planned partnership with the PGA Tour.
The subpoena calls for the release of documents related to the fund's framework agreement with the PGA Tour and other investments throughout the United States. Senator Richard Blumenthal, chair of the committee, said if it wants to engage with the United States commercially, it must be subject to U.S. law and oversight. According to the news release, a review of the fund's public filings show its public U.S. holdings have increased to more than $35 billion, compared with approximately $2.5 billion in 2018. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
New England is in for a lot more rain, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
There'll be a cleanup in New England after downpours that dropped nearly 10 inches of rain in 6 hours, flooding parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Water poured into some homes. Some residents were rescued by boat. Weather officials describe it as a 200-year event. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
I know we've been in touch with FEMA to request all assistance that we could get to help get us through this time.
Rain is still in the forecast, and they're keeping an eye on Hurricane Lee, which could swamp parts of the coastal northeast during the weekend, say forecasters. That storm has been south-southwest of Bermuda, traveling north, and could make landfall in Nova Scotia, Canada, possibly as a tropical storm, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's sudden decision to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden appears to have won over even the most reluctant Republicans. Some GOP lawmakers are pushing for it to move quickly rather than drag into the 2024 election year, but others expect it will take months. Meanwhile, the White House is mobilizing to go on offense, calling the GOP's impeachment allegations unfounded and merely bowing to former President Donald Trump. All the while, McCarthy faces turmoil on his right flank as he steers the House to approve government funding. This is